Miss the conversation?
Miss the conversation.
Find all the interviews in the podcast section on capetalk.co.za.
And welcome back to lunch. It is 10 to 3 on this last Monday in November of 2021. My name is Tessa van Staden. I'm standing in for Pippa, who will be on the airwaves just after 3 o'clock. In today's music segment, you can enjoy the sounds of Nkosazana. Referred to as the African princess, Nkosazana takes pride in being African. And to show gratitude to her ancestors, she does it through song and dance. She's recently released a 6-track EP titled Idloslami, which she describes as a project that takes you to a different realm, elevating your soul to give you a spiritual awakening. The lead single from the EP is titled Sibusa Abalele. It's a song which features many different elements, including a combination of traditional house music, plus some ethnic as well as indigenous musical instruments. But before we listen to the song, let's speak to Nkosazana. Welcome, Nkosazana. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. It's lovely to have you on air on Cape Talk. Happy Monday. Tell us, how far does your musical journey go back? When did you start being interested in music? When did you first become aware of music?
Oh, thank you very much again for having me. Well, you are with my music. I actually can't really tell exactly, but I know at the age of 11 years, I was already climbing the stage. Wow. I remember from the early childhood, I was already a musician in such a way that everyone who normally came at home to actually even ask for salt or onion or anything, they won't go out without me singing or performing for them. Dancing and singing, so it comes that far. I can't really tell, but yeah, it's been a long, nice, hectic, everything all at once journey.
And Nkosazana, who would you say were your early influences? Who did you look up to when it came to performing and composing?
Okay, firstly, my grandma, my father, my mother. Those are people who actually, even my uncle used to be a very great dancer.
Right.
Yes.
So it was definitely your family and beyond your family in terms of other artists and musicians who you were inspired by?
Oh, Mambo Simhlongo. Mambo Simhlongo has always been the artist from now. I love a lot of artists. I look upon like Mam Miriam Makeba, but the spirit of Mambo Simhlongo, the performance that she used to deliver. And then I would be looking at the most active dance groups like Opomoja, those kind of cast. I used to really love them. Even now, actually, I even joined Umoja at some point.
And what genre would you categorize your music as?
Yeah, with me, I think it's just African music. I really don't want to to say Mapiano or Maskandi, gospel, or I just do music. What if tomorrow I wake up like singing reggae, I'll sing reggae.
I think it's so interesting what you said earlier, Nkosazana, just about watching dance routines and listening to music, because you have to keep yourself stimulated as an artist, right? You have to keep getting or having new ideas because you're busy creating all the time. So what are some of the other things that you do to fuel your creativity? What gives you new ideas?
Mostly it's actually when I go to watch other people's performances, mm-hmm. and especially I gained a lot of experience while I was traveling to African countries like Nigeria, even Lesotho, Mozambique. All the tours that I've been doing, they taught me a lot, and I actually learned a lot from all the African music and dance routines and whatever that is happening. Even on the music videos, I actually learned a lot. So that's why I actually believe that I can always keep growing, because I keep on learning.
And speaking of learning, I hate to have to bring up COVID, but we are where we are, and we are dealing with the challenges that we are, thanks to Omicron and what's been happening with the pandemic. How have you been impacted by the pandemic in terms of your career and performances? What have you learned?
Well, with me, actually, it was this COVID-19 thing, like it came for me. I know everyone feels like that. But, you know, just when it started, it when my started my career started to boom out. I've been a musician all along. I've been traveling, but for like let's say for Idlozilani, it's one song that really took me out there, especially as a vocalist, more than anything, because a lot of people don't really know my face, because I wasn't performing the song. There was no music video, because due to COVID-19, he was like, yo, yeah, ne. But it has helped me to actually learn new things. You know, I was one of those people who are very old schooled. This thing, technology things, I was like a person who just don't even really care about those things. Not that I was not willing to learn, but I didn't feel that kind of a need. If I'm in the studio, if I'm playing my guitar, right, I'm singing rehearsals, that was me. But now I've learned new ways of doing things, especially with technology.
Right, which is I suppose one can say is definitely a benefit. You know, it's something, yes, that the pandemic forced you to learn and to adjust. And Kosazana, what advice would you have for young musicians?
I would love to say to everyone out there who's still hustling, don't ever stop following your dream. I've been a musician ever since I've told everyone I was young when I started this thing. It's only now, I'm only 30, that when I'm seeing my success. I've been doing nothing in my life besides music. So I've been waiting for all this long until now. So it can happen, it will happen. It's only God's time. Just be patient and work on it each and every day. It will happen.
Keep on working on it. Those are wise words. What is the lead single, Sivusa Abalele, about? We're going to be listening to it shortly, but we are. What is it about?
Sivusa Abalele, it means awakening the spirits of our forefathers.
Thank you so much for your time. That's musician Nkosazana. We're going to be ending with her lead single, which is titled Sivusa Abalele. Nkosazana, thank you for your time. Have a wonderful Monday.